Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 711 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Lucas.
Hey, Pat. Lucas Sanchez with Mudbrick Studios. First off, I just want to say thank you. You are a rock star. My question for you is this. Where do you start when you've already started? And let me explain that. I've been in business for about a year. I also started listening to you about a year ago. So I just, I've made lots and lots of mistakes. I look back and I look at where we're at now, and I can tell you a million different things that we should have done and that we should be doing. But all of that becomes very overwhelming. And I kind of need to know what's the most important thing. So I have a team of five people. We create explainer animations and promotional animations. We've created a bunch of different demos of what we can do. We have a nice website, and, you know, just kind of built our structure, our process, built a really, really great team. But we need to start moving the needle as far as generating more income in order to support the team. So what's the most important thing that we should be doing? I don't have much of an email list, if any. I don't have a huge fan base. We don't have a real way of collecting emails. What is the thing I should be focusing on the most right now? I know those are all things I need, but where do I kind of restart? Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Lucas? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I appreciate the rock star comment, even though I don't feel like I am. I appreciate it so much. And I'm here to help you. So I'm checking out Mudbrick Studios, and I like what you have going on. I like the videos. In terms of what I've seen in my world with explainer videos, for example, I see you offer all kinds of services for video renderings and animations on your site. But explainer videos in particular, I've seen a lot of different examples of that. There's the whiteboard animations, which work really well. There's other kinds of more, you know, ones where it looks like almost South Park-y, where people are using stop motion to portray certain ideas. And for those of you listening, an explainer video is essentially a video that goes along with your product that will help show people why it's great, the benefits of it, and also some other things to help people take action. That's really the benefit of explainer videos for you, is it gets more engagement, more click-throughs, and more customers, and if it's done correctly. And it seems like you guys have a very unique style with your kinds of explainer videos, which is a great advantage to have. I just was glad to see that it wasn't another one of those sort of whiteboard video services. And there's a lot of them out there, which proves that this does work and people do need explainer videos. But what is your next step? You put all this together, you have a nice website, you got good animation, you know what to do, you just need people to know you exist. And you had said earlier, you don't really have an email list, and you haven't gotten much exposure yet, you need to move the needle. The quickest and easiest way to do this would be, based on the kind of business that you have, is to run advertisements. The easiest and quickest way, now it's not the cheapest, you know, there's other ways, and I'll mention that in a second, that you can go out there and gain exposure for what it is that you do. But the quickest and easiest way to go about it and test and put yourself out there and get exposure for your brand and get new clients is to run advertisements. And I would do two types of advertisements for what you're doing. I would do one, Facebook advertisements for one of those services only. You don't want to do it for Mudbrick Studios in whole. You want to do it for one of those particular kinds of videos. I mean, I'm looking at your website here, and you have explainer videos or 3D animation, asset modeling, training videos, product visualization. That's a great suite of services to offer. But when you're running ads, you want to go to one specific thing, because that'll help you figure out who you should target. And I would actually start with explainer videos and just try that. It seems like to me, because you've talked about this on your homepage right in the beginning, it's the first thing that's mentioned are these explainer videos. And also when you serve people like small businesses or small business owners, you know, they know the value, or you can teach them the value in these explainer videos. They're likely going to, if there's an ROI there or a future ROI, they're going to part with money in exchange for those services. So these explainer videos, I would work on those and just hone in your radar on that. And then you reach out to and target different kinds of businesses or profiles or Facebook pages that you know specifically the people in those audience would benefit from explainer videos. And what you do is, obviously, in that video advertisement that's on there, you would have examples of your work and a clear call to action and get people to, you know, at least reach out to you. And if you're really struggling, you know, collecting email addresses first could be a smart way to go about it, because it's a lower barrier to entry. And the reason I say that is because on your homepage, for example, or in any contact form, it's name, email, phone, and how we can help you. Maybe it's just as simple as just email only. You want to decrease the number of options people have so that it's more likely they're gonna move forward. So having a specific landing page from that advertisement for explainer videos, and maybe it's simply just, hey, give us a call and we'll talk to you. Test out the phone number, test out the email, and make it really easy for people to contact you. And then if you can't get any leads that way, then you know something is up. Maybe it's the advertisement or maybe it's the landing page, but at least it narrows it down for you in a little bit, and you're taking it in more of an iterative process. So that you're advertising people to contact you. You know, you're not advertising and offering a product at that point, because you want to try and get your first customer. That's the whole goal here. You want to just try and get one. And likely if you can get one, you can get more. And the more you can succeed on using platforms like Facebook advertising, the more likely you are to be able to easily scale from there, because you'd have a system and a model that works that you just pump more money into and you get more money back. That's really what the beauty of paid advertising becomes at some point once you've mastered it and figured it out, is you put a quarter in and you get a dollar out. Then you put $2 in, then you get, I shouldn't have done it that way, but you put a quarter in, you get a dollar out. You put 50 cents in, you get $2 out, you know, that sort of thing. So you just put more money into it, you get more money back. I would also consider using Instagram for advertising as well. With the visuals that you have, they're so striking and they can really make an impact on somebody who's going through their Instagram feed. I really feel like that would be a great platform to potentially collect clients as well. And again, just make your goals really simple. Just try to get X number of phone calls from your campaigns and see if that'll work. But to get that exposure quickly, that's what you can do. You've built the business first, and now you need the exposure. That's the way to go about doing it. Now, there are other things that you can do, and the one thing that comes to mind is offering some of your video services to influencers who would see those videos and offering it to those influencers for free. So picking a person or a company out there and actually doing it for them, knowing that in most cases, or maybe in exchange for sharing the final product and talking about the process of using this explainer video, you would then get exposure through their audience. You know, so kind of doing pro bono work and helping each other out at the same time. So that is something you can do. There's a lot of people who have approached me in the past who have offered things that are similar. Sometimes I say yes because I need it, and sometimes I just say no, not right now. But you never know unless you ask. So you go out there, you offer this help, and then, you know, for me at least, and I know a lot of other people who will, when they have something awesome like this happen and given to them, they're going to go back and return the favor. So that's what I think, and I hope that resonates with you, Lucas. Thank you so much for your question. I appreciate you, and I want to wish you and your team all the best of luck. And as a result of having your question featured here on the show, I want to offer you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So we're going to send you an email in the next month or so collecting your physical address so we can send you the shirt. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. All right, cheers. And here's a quote to finish off the day by two-time SPA podcast guest Neil Patel. He says, "Don't try to plan everything out to the very last detail. I'm a big believer in just getting it out there, create a minimal viable product or website, launch it, and get feedback." Simple as that. Take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.